Hey guys, this episode was pre-recorded. We ran into some issues with, you know, the holiday recording and everything like that, but this is the last episode of season one. Very exciting news. Tony tells us all about his wedding on this episode, and we just had a great time. We hope you enjoy it. Have a safe and happy new year, and hope you guys had a great holiday season.
Hell of a first season. Thank you for the support.
Love you guys.
Yeah, we would not have done this without all of the support. We're looking forward to some great things in 2022, and we're ready to grow with you all.
And thank you, Michael, and thank you, Matt. This has been fun.
This has been a lot of fun.
It's going to continue to be fun.
It's going to get funner.
Season two is going to be even funner.
Even funner. The funnerest.
The funnerest.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bow out. You guys have fun, though.
Okay.
I won't be the first host replacement. Anyway, we love you guys. We'll catch y'all on the next season. Hey guys, this is Michael.
This is Matt.
And this is Tony.
Welcome to the Three Guys in Ties podcast.
Tony, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, man.
It's kind of surreal.
Yeah, like the table has shifted.
I have it. Well,
we did change the table. Since
the tables have literally turned. So the table's been rearranged. That's new. But I haven't sat in front of a microphone in over a month. So it's kind of weird.
So what, did you have COVID or?
I had double COVID.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, not triple though.
Yeah, not triple. That's no, good. Man. I'm a married man now, bro.
Dude, where's your wedding band?
It's on my hand,
okay? Oh, I didn't see it.
It's on my hand. Don't go getting that shit started,
like,
bro.
Jeez, man, it's been buried for a month. It's already just like skipping, like having a ring skip day or something.
No,
Tony's
no
just
days.
Skin complexion, the same color as white gold, apparently.
Dude, if my skin was gold, that'd be so fucking sick, dude.
Dude, I legitimately didn't see it. What, is that yellow or white?
Yellow.
Yellow? Yeah, dude, you...
Hey, why did King Midas not turn gold when he touched himself?
Huh?
The fable of King Midas.
Oh,
was,
I know what you're talking about.
He was cursed, you know, he was power hungry, wanted money.
Man, we're starting out hard right here,
and
bro.
Everything he touched would turn to gold.
I feel like I'm in history class.
But dude, you know that guy did what guys do from time to time. You know, or even pooping. Like,
could you imagine having a golden dick?
No, it probably wouldn't function.
Yeah. That shit would be crazy,
a little
bro.
Too heavy.
But yeah.
That was crazy.
Like literally scratch on his face, he itches.
I mean, I think that...
Was that the
immediately, immediately eliminates the point of it? Because if he touched people, like they would turn to gold, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I think that would like just immediately.
Because that was the thing, was like he couldn't touch his kids anymore or something. Like couldn't love.
Oh, but they would turn to solid gold. Like yes. They would be like they
yeah,
couldn't...
not like it's spray painted.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like man, you look glowing.
Given like golden spray tans. Or
that's
whatever.
What I was thinking. No. I wasn't thinking like solid gold.
No, solid gold.
Okay, yeah, that would suck.
I don't know. I mean, do you think he like?
Gold's not worth what you would lose in your like yeah, you'd turn everything to gold and you have money, but it wouldn't be worth it. Because,
well, yeah, that's the moral of the story right yeah. there. But
okay,
that was hard. That was kind of
now I really feel like yeah, I'm back in yeah. high school.
Yeah, read a book, buddy.
Yeah, that was kind of rude. No, but like there has to be the exception with him. But I'm sure like he has the kid that he loves, and, like.
At least
like,
one of them.
Well, like, he didn't know that he loved it. It was one of those like yeah whatever.
He's like,
leave
Tony,
me alone. I gotta make money.
Tony, come here.
Yeah.
Hugs him.
So.
And now he's conflicted because the thing he loves the most is now the thing he loves the most.
So long story short, yeah, I got married. Yeah.
And,
we were at the wedding. It was a good time.
His skin kind of looks like his ring, so.
Man, I missed the podcast. It's been so long, dude.
It's been a minute. How was the honeymoon?
It was good, dude. It was good. It was long. Like, the first week and a half, it was fun because we were at Universal, but the last week, we were in Daytona, and I gotta be honest, I'll never go back to Daytona.
Really? I've been to Daytona once.
It's not that good.
I mean, I've been there once.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Been to other beaches in Florida since then.
We were trying to find things to do, but we were just in the hotel room most of the time.
In Daytona?
Yeah, it wasn't that fun. Daytona
so,
wasn't...
it's like, unless there's a race, there's nothing to do?
Yeah, exactly. That's, I mean... They did okay mall. Did you guys go to the mall?
No.
I mean, it's okay. I remember, like, okay, to be fair, it's like 5-6 years ago we went, but like, I remember the mall was okay.
The mall?
They had some good food options.
We
but
couldn't, yeah, there's some good food options. We just couldn't find something, somewhere to go. So
that was worth it, yeah.
Yeah, we're like, look, we'll just go to Daytona.
The mall for food is like one of the best places you can go because you have so many options.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if you go to John City Mall, you can go to the Nutty Java.
Yes, you
but
can.
But two, it, great, outside yeah. of that, the mall seems like. A travel team.
Yeah.
Downtime killer.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't... I don't know. It
last
just
time,
seems like...
No, the last time Kayla and I ate at a mall, it was pretty cool. Like, it wasn't our mall. It was... We were... I don't remember. We were in North Carolina somewhere. I think we were in Charlotte. But, I got Sbarro's, the pizza place that didn't work out in our mall.
Fucking get it out, man.
And she, yeah, I was hoping somebody, I don't know the name of the company, I don't know how to say it.
I wanted to watch you drown for a little bit.
I was hoping somebody,
you uncultured swine.
Yeah, I was hoping somebody would hop in and be like, it's Sbarro, you idiot, you know?
No, I think.
But, and Kayla got some like Chinese place. Like you can't do that anywhere else in the wild. You can't just be like, yeah, I'm going to go to the label. You go to Texas Roadhouse. You know, you can't just like do that.
The first leg of the honeymoon was fun, though. We went to Universal. We stayed at their hotel. That shit was fun. I've never been to Universal.
I mean,
so
you can't hide
fun.
Money. I'm just saying.
Oh, come on, dude. I know what tickets
at Universal cost. I've never looked into hotels because
we went for 6 days, too.
I know tickets are like 90 a day per person.
And that's not including like the hotels and shit, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we didn't even look at hotels because we knew we couldn't afford it.
Oh, shut up, dude. I did find
I did find
like a cheat. So like I paid a lot of money to stay there and to stay at the hotel. And they gave me, whenever I got there and I checked in, they gave me like a free drink voucher. And I was like, okay, so I can use it at the bar.
Like a one-time drink voucher or like
a... Okay, it was a one-time one, all right?
So I got all that money, you think you'd get a couple of them.
You would think so, right? Well, listen here. If you guys are thinking about going to Universal and you're thinking about staying at the dockside or the seaside hotels, hear me now, okay? So here's what I did. I got that drink voucher. Grace doesn't drink, so I got two drinks that night because it's one per person.
Nice buzz. I like it.
Nice little buzz. Got me two drinks. And I was like, you know what? I'm buzzing right now. I'm gonna try something. So I walk to the front desk, and I make sure that I don't see the same person that I saw the first day. And I walked up to a new person, and I just played dumb. I was like, hey, you know, me and my wife are on our honeymoon, and I was just wanting to see, like, do you guys have, like, drink vouchers or anything like that that you guys can give away? She was like, yeah. Brings out me two more drink vouchers. I did that every day. Every single day,
just
I got
new
free
employee.
Drinks. Just new person every day.
I mean, that's, you know, I was going to make fun of you if you only did it once and you tried every day.
I did it seven times.
But now, like, I mean, seven times, and I'm assuming drinks are, like, $8, $9 a pop.
$14 a piece.
That's a... Jesus.
$14 a pop. $28 a day.
What level of quality are these drinks? Is it just, like, a business card?
What are you talking about?
Like,
what?
The actual drink voucher.
The voucher? Yeah, it's like a business card, but it has the signature on it. So they sign it.
Oh, Vistaprint.
And they initial it.
Vistaprint.
Okay, I'm in Orlando.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay. All I'm saying is I think you could have. I don't think you had to go multiple times. I think you could have went up there and been
like,
look.
Did the bartender never question?
No, bartender didn't give a shit because I tipped
him. They don't care.
He was like, I'm working on tips, so if you're giving me tips, I don't care.
Yeah. But go up there and be like, look, I'm on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to snag a few of those things?
Yeah.
You know?
I
mean,
you put the extra effort in. I respect that. I respect the hustle.
I mean, I was out there grinding, bro.
I mean,
I had a good, we ate
hey,
really good.
It's easy
good
to
though.
Eat when you're hungry, Tony.
It's easy to eat when you're hungry, bro. We had a good time, bro. I did have an embarrassing moment, and I saved it. I haven't told either of you about this.
Pool boner?
No pool boners. No. I didn't swim. I didn't go swimming. I just, it was like warm, but like it once, I don't like that feeling when you get out of the pool and your body's cold because you just got out of the water.
Was it like, what was the temperature down there?
Daytona was cold after Universal, but at Universal in Orlando it was like 73.
I mean, that's
it's fine.
That's,
but
on the chilly side to go swimming.
Yeah, so I wasn't really
trying
to go swimming.
That's good weather if you're dry.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're wet.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah. That's a good way to describe it.
I had a bad moment.
Did you shit yourself?
No, not that would probably be less embarrassing.
Did you poop the pool?
That would probably also be less embarrassing. So we're at the Hard Rock Cafe. Mind you, this is the biggest Hard Rock Cafe in the world, okay?
Is it the one that's shaped like a pyramid?
It is. It was, no, it's not shaped like a pyramid. It's shaped like the Colosseum.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yes.
They make them after like some wonders sometimes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
The biggest one in the world, right?
Okay.
So,
I have no clue if that what I said is true. By the way,
do you know like the eighth? Hold on, since you said it, do you know like the eighth or ninth biggest pyramid in the world is in like Memphis?
Yeah,
it's a Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, it's a Bass Pro Shop. I fucking love that, dude.
Crazy.
Okay, so we're in the Hard Rock Cafe. We're eating amazing food, and the waiter realizes that it's our honeymoon, so he makes a big scene, right? And he makes everyone, like, congratulate. He's, like, singing this song. He's like, everyone say congratulations. The whole restaurant screams congratulations, you know.
What song did he sing?
I don't even remember.
I just picture something so irrelevant to the ambitions as errata. He just starts, like, my ambitions as a...
No, it wasn't.
Come
like,
on, let's celebrate.
It was like the Applebee's singing song.
Yeah,
it's
everybody's
like,
confused.
Come on, everyone, clap your hands. We can do, you know,
whose
some
birthday
stupid...
is it? Whose birthday is it?
Exactly, exactly. It was some dumb shit like that.
Sounds like you're going to square dance to that number.
So,
at Texas Roadhouse.
He also gives me a free drink. I slam it. I can't believe I'm telling this. So, I slam this drink, right?
Throws
I got
up at the table.
I got a good buzz, right? I got a good buzz going. About 20 feet away, there's another little thing going on, and it's for like veterans, right? And he takes some free drinks of him, and he's like, everyone, you know, congratulate our veterans. Like, thank you for serving, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like making noise or whatever, whatever. I can't see them, but I can see what's going on over there.
You got jealous of the attention, so you made a bigger scene.
No, I would never do that, okay? You guys know me. You guys know every time.
I got thanked for my service today, and I did not serve.
Yeah, he got thanked for his service today. He got thanked for his service today, or it was funny.
Hold on,
so
what'd you say? You're like, you're
he
welcome.
He didn't say anything. He just was like, okay.
You should have went with it. Like, yeah, you're,
no,
dude,
I did.
Dude, you should have saluted him.
I did.
You like
I did the firm Clint Eastwood nod. You
yeah,
know?
He did.
You know what you should
like
do?
Like, you feel it.
You know what you should have done? Because you know they're always like, oh, no, don't thank me, blah, 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 whatever. You should be like, yeah, I did it for the thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
No, what I thought I should have said was, yeah, I had a hell of a time when I was in Al-Qaeda.
All right. So, I can see them over there. I can't see who it is. I can just see that like the bars behind them, so I can't see them. But I can see that there's veterans. So, you guys know me. Anytime there's a veteran, I always thank them for their service. Always. So, as we were getting
over here.
As we were walking out. As we were walking out.
Yeah, he's the one that thanked me this morning.
As we were walking out, I was like, I'm going to go over there and thank that guy for his service. So, I walk over there, and as I round the corner, I see a man sitting there with one leg. His other leg is amputated. You know, he has a thing. So I walk up.
Please tell me it was diabetes related.
I walk up to this man who has one leg, and I extend my hand, and I say, hey, sir, I just wanted to thank you for your service. He shakes my hand and is laughing and looks at me and goes, I appreciate that, but I never served for your country. He did, and pointed to the guy that had two legs.
Oh, my gosh.
So this guy that just had one leg, for whatever reason, I thought that he served for our country. And
he was like,
I
was born like this. I couldn't even serve.
Yeah,
did he
bro.
Tell you, like, what happened?
No. I was embarrassed. I just was like, all right, and I got out of there.
Did you shake the actual veteran's hand?
No.
Veteran.
I was just like, all right, thanks, man, and I was out, bro.
You were like, oh, okay, that's cool. I don't really care that you served. You didn't lose any limbs.
Yeah,
for
you
us.
Didn't lose any legs. Yeah. I actually respect this other guy more.
Yeah.
You gave him more for your country.
I just thought it was so funny that I was like, he's got one leg. That's the guy.
Can I just say, if you shit yourself, that would have been worse.
But it's
by
rough.
A mile.
It's rough.
A long ways.
Like, it depends on where you poop yourself.
Yeah, it does. They thought it was
at
funny,
the biggest
though.
Hard Rock Cafe in the
oh,
world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you shit yourself at Hard Rock.
Hey, listen, let me say, there was an audience, okay?
If you I mean, shit if in you the Coliseum.
This wasn't a small group of guys. This was like a fraternity of guys.
Yeah.
Oh, it, you know they roasted you.
Oh, bad.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
They're like that skinny.
He was
balding.
Laughing as he was shaking my hand. He was like, thank you, man, but I didn't serve. Brad did. Yeah. And like, I looked over and the other guy's laughing, looking at me, and I was like, oh, this is a
shout out to
Brad.
You're
like, Brad, what'd you get for this country? Because it looks like you had a desk job. No.
Yeah. I was like, well, Grace doesn't know about it. She was already out there, but I walked
you didn't
out.
Didn't even tell Grace?
No,
about
I didn't tell her. I was so embarrassed.
Oh
I was so embarrassed.
God. That's hilarious, dude.
I was like, damn.
That's an,
dude,
know,
that's a fun thing to like. That guy doing that to me today. Like, we're still talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm going to start doing that to people.
Just start thanking people for their
yeah,
service.
Yeah, hey, thank you for your service.
They're like, what?
And they're like, oh.
I bet when he got in his truck, he laughed. He was like,
yeah, in the passenger seat.
No, I think he was sincere.
Do you think so?
That dude meant it,
dude.
I mean, he did the pause.
I'll tell you, I felt
why,
dumb.
Did he like? Was there any reason? Were you wearing like a flag lapel?
No, he just has that hair.
Yeah, it's
my. That's it.
But you and I have the same hair. It's just longer on the top.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like someone that's in the military.
Okay. Neither do you. At least I have hair. So.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
And I didn't think the one-legged guy. Like,
listen, again,
he
that's
did
a fair
shit
point.
His pants, though. So.
Yeah.
Where's the. Have you. When's the last time you shit your pants?
I mean, I was so young. I don't know. I was so young, I don't remember.
Last week?
Like, you didn't. You haven't been, like, kind of sit stomach thing and sharted or anything?
I've had some room clearing.
There was probably some residue.
That was probably 15.
I'm going to say later than that.
I mean, it's probably longer than that. I will say I've had some room clearing gas, but I don't know. Like,
yeah, I'm going to say when I was about 15 years old, I remember shitting myself in a basketball game once. I went up for a rebound, and when I came down,
the worst one. What are you talking
about? No, this is bad. I went up, I didn't shit. Okay, I didn't shit myself.
That might be worse than the.
No, I didn't shit myself, but I knew that there was an issue. Okay, I went up for this rebound, and I specifically remember that I was on pace for a double double that night. So I was going after every fucking rebound.
There's a lot of twos coming out that night. A
lot of twos, man. So I went up, I got the rebound.
A triple double by the time.
As I came down and planted my feet, I felt residue making its way out. And I was like, timeout right then. My coach was like, you don't call timeouts. It's like, I just did. Yeah. I'm out of the game. And I ran to the locker room, and he came in there. He's like, did you shit yourself? And I was like, no, but it was close.
Oh my
God. Because I was already having, you know, some issues throughout the day.
That is so much worse.
Prairie dogging.
I was prairie dogging all day.
But like when summer's coming, or spring's coming sooner.
Yeah.
That's so much worse. Could you imagine, like.
Whole crowd knows.
Dude, if you shit yourself, like at a restaurant, like nobody's really focused on you. Maybe when you walk by, they might. Oh, get the back of your head. And
when you're
like,
in a gym.
But you're in a gym and you're one of 10 people whose attention's on. Oh, you had the ball. So all of the attention's on you at this
point.
And
I called a timeout and immediately ran out of the gym. So pretty sure everyone knew what was going on.
They know
that.
It wasn't an injury.
Yeah.
I was came back out.
My asshole was, but that was it.
Did you come back out or?
Yeah, I came back out. I you know, went to the bathroom, finished up, came back out there. Did not get the double-double that night.
Because you suck.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Because I sucked.
When you shit at a public restroom, do you go big stall?
Always.
Yeah, I don't. I usually go family bathroom.
Yes,
I take the family
restroom
every time.
Malls and stuff. There's a family one. That's the play.
What I like to do too is when I come out of the family restroom and there's a mom with her two kids and they're looking at me, I look at her and I go, and I smile at her and I walk off.
We probably need to move on from shit
doing poops.
We talk about this.
I mean, you know,
what why do we talk about this?
It's intriguing
with you all the time.
Well, you
week's episode we debated. Deja vu and consciousness.
I mean, someone say this is a more philosophical question, I would say.
And now we're debating
how you poop yourself.
The worst place to shit yourself.
I mean,
is the worst? Church?
No.
I think a bus. I think like a Greyhound bus.
Oh, the plane.
A Greyhound bus. Okay, the longest Greyhound bus ride is like 3 days long. Okay?
No, even then, though, you don't have to, you can be the last one off the bus. You know what I mean?
But the whole bus is going to start.
Not, the problem
no,
is not
No, I think the
that.
Problem is the embarrassment over everything. That's the biggest issue in
I'm
my opinion.
I'm just saying, Tony, we can probably figure out where it's coming from pretty quickly.
Not necessary. If it's a packed Greyhound.
I'm just saying, I didn't do it. Guy next to me didn't do
you
it.
You don't know that.
I can tell if the smell's coming. I mean, the person next to you is going to know it was you.
Not necessarily.
And they're probably going to let...
Dude, a plane would be pretty rough.
Plane would be rough.
But the thing about the plane, the longest you can be on a plane is 24 hours. The longest you can be on a bus is like 72 hours. So I'm just saying.
Yeah. But who's taking that bus ride for 72 hours?
Well, they offer it, so a couple people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
there's
stops and stuff throughout that.
That's a tough one. Still.
That's the thing with a plane is that is a solid...
Maybe at an amusement park?
I mean, dude, you can kind of deal with it. I mean, you can go run to the restroom.
You shoot yourself the second you get on a roller coaster.
And you have to get off and
the
walk
thing
past
is,
all
and
the
people. The force is just like
my
moving
God,
it all
everywhere,
around.
Bro.
All right. So,
hey, I have something to say.
About poop?
This is about you.
It turns into a Picasso, Michael.
This is actually about Michael. Actually, this had to do, this is something that came about while I was on my honeymoon.
About me?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
One of your little birdies reached out to me.
One of my little birdies.
Yeah.
Who?
One of the thorns.
Their identity will be remaining anonymous.
Okay.
But they wanted me to ask you a question. Now, have you been working out?
Does anybody know a good divorce
lawyer? That's a resounding
lawyer?
No.
Have you been working out?
Does anybody know a good divorce lawyer?
Because I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a fucking weight, but I'll tell you what I have seen is you. Right in front of me every week on this podcast.
I want you to know, out of spite, in preparation for the question that I knew was going to happen, I was going to go this morning.
You knew it was coming?
I do. Yeah, she told me she was going to tell you. She told me. How did she reach out to you? What'd she like?
Facebook.
She told me she was going to tell you.
And I was in the line for one of the rides at Universal.
Dude,
you showed me this like the day you got back. You're like, dude, check this out.
I started a new job. Scheduling's been crazy. I've been like traveling too much.
Bitch excuse.
Oh, it's so many excuses. So many.
You can
and then
say,
I fell out of the habit for 3 days, and that's been
that's all it takes.
3 weeks. So
I mean, to be fair, I haven't gone since I did the podcast last.
You I think you went once.
I went three times. Okay. I went three times.
I have a witness for one time. And
I was there two other times. Okay. I will admit I haven't gone. I will admit I haven't gone, but I'll tell you what I haven't done, Matt Hensley. I haven't accused someone of something to make them feel bad about themselves when myself was not going.
You okay? Notice I didn't ask you about it today because I hadn't gone.
See, three
because
times.
Because you knew I was going to ask you.
Three Listen. Times is a believable number.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he's like, dude, I went for like 2 months.
No, I went three times.
Three times. He could probably sneak
That's
three
still in. Terrible. That was the first 3 days after I got the
three
membership
times
too.
Is equivalent to zero times.
You know what's kind of shitty about Planet Fitness referral system, system whatever? I referred you. And you're making them tons of money because you're not using anything there. You're just paying the bill each month.
It's $120 a year.
You're not using any. Well, it's more than that because they charge you like a $40 club fee every November.
That shit's fucked.
Yeah. And they, you know what kind of made me
mad there's
about
a
that?
Signing thing too.
They charged me $40 to sign up in September and then I had to pay a $40 annual club fee in November. So I've already given Planet Fitness $110 in 3 months.
Let's go give them a piece of our minds, but not work out.
Yeah, let's go in there in full workout gear, just yell
and
at them
shit
for a
ourselves
bit.
On the Stairmaster.
Yes, bro.
That's an awful place on a Stairmaster.
Well, that's what we talked
worse.
About that one time because they'd be slinging against the wall yeah. and shit behind you.
Anyway, so I was going to leave it until next week. And when I went back, if I go back, anyway.
I haven't been since COVID.
That's a fair reason. And like a week before that. You know,
I feel like I definitely get winded easier.
Yeah, I mean, you did have a disease that solely affects the lungs, so I guess that's a fair
yeah reason. My breathing was straight though.
Yeah, that's good. So I did have a somewhat philosophical question for you guys, kind of keep it rolling from last week, even though we spent the first 20 minutes talking about bowel movements.
Okay.
Was time created or was time invented or was time discovered?
Time happens. The way we measure it was an invention.
I guess no. I don't
or
think
discovery.
Invention. I think more of a discovery or understanding. Like we
I think
we understand that the sun, because it started with the sundials, didn't it? Like they would put the sundial down when they got to this certain point.
Oh, I don't know how it started.
I'm pretty sure it started.
I know it started with sun.
They would make
the
sundials.
Stars,
they would make sundials, and depending on where the shade was, depending on what time it was of the day. So it's not like it was invented. I think it was just understood. I think it was discovered.
Yeah, it was already happening.
It was discovered.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Now the real question is, I guess,
because it's space and time are like
that's not
kind of linked,
question.
Right?
Are they?
Speaking of space and time, have you been doing your research on the new telescope that's coming out?
Yeah, it's going into space on my birthday.
In 10 days.
On my birthday.
The biggest invention of our lifetime.
Oh my God! You want to hear something that is just okay? So I love space.
The John Webb Telescope.
Yeah. I mean, I got the planets tattooed on my arm. Like,
You
got
to get the telescope.
I'm the guy. No, dude. How would I fit the telescope? Just put
right here.
The little moon. Anyway.
Just put one little dot and be like, that's the telescope.
You want to hear something really cool? On December. I'm not saying my whole birthday. I just kind of said it. I'm not saying the year. Anyway.
What the fuck? What are we going to do with your birthday?
I don't know. People are going to hack into my stuff. Anyway. So, on the day of my birth, the Hubble telescope started taking the deep space photos that reshaped
on like the exact day
on the day I
well,
was
we all know your birthday
born
now.
Yeah, it's okay, people can Google it, but I assume
what was that 96
95 anyway. On the day of my birth,
got him.
The Hubble Space Telescope started taking the deep space photos that reshaped the way that we understand space. I mean, because that one picture had tens of thousands of galaxies with trillions upon trillions of stars.
So,
in that one picture alone, that happened on the day I was born. This telescope,
yes, this is crazy,
is getting shot into space on my birthday,
on the anniversary of when the other one,
26 years later, on my so the Hubble was in space about 4 years when I took that picture, but it was just the revolutionary picture that changed everything. But 26 years later, this one's getting shot, and this one's going to be able to detect. They're thinking this one's going to be able to detect life on other planets.
Yeah, well, we'll be able to see if there are other planets that are changing their weather atmospheres on their own. So that will tell us if there's life on planets. If a planet is changing its own atmosphere, like its weather, or it's affecting its weather, like
it's
we
able
do,
to better like measure like radiation and gases and stuff like
and
that.
And they're saying that it's going to be able to tell us if there was light before the Big Bang.
Yeah,
I don't
saw
understand.
That.
I don't understand how they're going to see
okay.
into the past.
Here's the thing: is light travels at a constant speed.
I don't believe
and
none
so,
of that shit. I don't believe that.
Based off of the time scale from when we've assumed the Big Bang is, light would have traveled X amount of distance.
So
if we can see past that distance, and there's still light, then that means light existed prior to.
Well, there's. Do you know how big the observable universe is?
pretty big.
Yeah, I know exactly how big.
It's 90 billion light years.
Pretty damn.
Across. And the observable, and the universe is only 13.4, 13.6 billion years old, but the observable universe is 90 billion years across. It's 45 billion years at any point you look in the space, in the sky. You can see, well, you know what I mean. We can theoretically see 45 billion light years across. The reason for that, the reason we know that, is because space is expanding. So the light from, you know, the Andromeda galaxy, which that one's actually still pretty close to us.
It's expanding?
Yes. Space is expanding faster than the speed of light. It's a whole thing. It leads into, like, the scary theories, like the Big Rip, the Big Tear.
How do we know that, though? That's a guess. That is a guess. We don't know that.
I'm not going to act like...
that doesn't make fucking sense. How do we know that?
I'm not going to act like I understand how to measure that, but...
I'm sorry.
Do you want to know how they know that?
I want to know.
So, for galaxies that they are able to observe very close, I think the Andromeda galaxy had a big play in this. I could be wrong about which galaxy it was.
Science and beakers.
But you can observe it today, right? December 8th, 9th, whatever we're at. December 8th, today.
Yeah.
And then go back in 2 years... And you can tell it's further away from us, which means that the light, I don't know how to describe it, but like it is traveling further. It's traveling away faster than the light is getting to us. So eventually, this is real. I mean, never in our lifetimes, never in humanity's lifetime will we experience it. But eventually, there will be just darkness in the night sky because all the, not darkness because we'll still have in our galaxy, but the other galaxies that we see, we will never be able to see those again because they'll be too far away from us. And light can't get to us from there.
I don't know. I got real mad at Neil deGrasse Tyson, whatever his fucking name is, because he was talking about black holes. We don't know shit about black holes. We're just lying to ourselves.
We have a picture of one.
We're just lying. He's like, yeah, it's going to invert on itself, and then you go through it. When you come out, you'd be decompartmentalized, and you go back together. There'd be so much scrambling brains. You'd be crazy. We don't know none of that shit. It's all just makeup. We don't know. We think we know it.
I mean, they can do some... They understand. They have a pretty good
there's
grasp
a lot of things
of the laws
that
of
we,
physics.
There's a lot of things
and there's
that
a lot
we
of
think
stuff
we
don't know,
and then we just claim that that's the truth.
We don't understand. We understand how black holes are formed. We understand what... We have a pretty good understanding of what should happen when it goes into it, but we don't understand what happens once you're in it.
Okay. How do we know how they're formed?
All it is, it's just the most dense object in the universe. That's
how,
all it is.
But how do we know that? Have we been inside a black hole? Have we touched it?
Have we been inside the sun?
Yeah, we don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the microphone. We don't know. We just know it's hot. We don't know what's in there. There could be fucking a bunch of Teletubbies in that motherfucker. We don't know.
You don't think we understand the sun and how it works?
We still don't have a grasp on dinosaurs, so I don't know.
I'm gonna... I need a divorce attorney and a defense attorney.
I'm just messing with you. What I mean is that I don't understand it, so it's hard for me to believe that they understand it. But in reality, they're much, 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 much more smarter than me. They can actually form sentences, and they understand space. So I can't do either of those things.
I mean, it's crazy. We don't have... like we have a good understanding of physics, but there's still stuff we just cannot... describe. The black hole thing is just like, think of like something that's heavy, like you have the 13 iPhone 13 12 just whatever, you know how dense it is, how heavy it is in your hand for such a small object, and then you pick up like a dry erase, like a dry erase board eraser, right?
Yeah.
And it's like the same relative size, but it's so light, so there's lighter. Nothing in it.
Yeah,
it's essentially,
it doesn't have 5G cancer in it.
Isn't it like stars that implode on themselves become a black hole?
I'm realizing now that people are going to think that I'm the crazy conspiracy guy when I don't believe none of the shit I'm saying.
Oh, people already
I don't believe this stuff, guys. I'm just trying to get him riled up.
Also, watch
essentially
something
that, yes,
that
by
said,
the way. They have to be a certain size, but essentially, yes.
Like, on the event horizon of a black hole, time doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing to... Yeah, it's kind of like...
Which with that...
Time dilation.
The theory with that was that on, like, as soon as a human approached that event horizon, they'd be frozen in time.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, once you get into the horizons of it, that's where my college dropout...
Like, it would almost look like just like a picture of you.
Hey, man, you're back in college.
Yeah, I'm taking my last final.
You give yourself credit.
I'm taking my last final for the night, for tonight, for the semester.
You're doing good.
And I'm not going back next semester, so anyway. But the event horizon, yeah, I don't know a lot about the event horizon. I know kind of how they're formed. I know that they control space and time, essentially, because every galaxy has a supermassive black hole at the middle of it, in the center of it. At the middle of it. That just sounded wrong.
I don't know, man. But I do know that you guys like hearing about my misfortunes.
Yeah, what you got?
And things that I've done that are stupid. So I got another one for my honeymoon that I did.
I love it.
This one isn't as juicy, but it did make my wife very, very angry. So I think you guys will enjoy this. Also, if you guys are going to be staying at the Dockside Hotel at Universal, listen to me here, because this qualifies for you guys.
Free drinks and something awful.
And this here. Okay, so when you're at this resort, for whatever reason, to get in and out, there's this fucking gate that goes up and down like this, right? It's like, you know, it's like an arm. It goes up, you drive, and the arm closes. You know what I'm talking about? Those arms?
Yeah, like a car gate.
Like a toll gate.
A toll gate. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, this one's fucked. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, this one doesn't want to work all the time. So everyone else could use it, but I couldn't use it. Every time I tried to use it, it didn't work. So I'd always have to reroute myself to get out of the parking lot. Well, this time, I was pulled behind a car, and the car punches his little credentials in. The gate goes up, and I made the decision I was going to floor it and tried to follow the car through.
Oh, my God.
I was going to follow the car through, and I was going to have enough time before the gate came down. I did not know that this gate didn't play no games and that this gate was one car clearance.
Oh yeah.
So
it'll go back down.
It goes back down quick. So the first car, he punches a little thing at BB, and I'm already looking up. Yeah. I'm already thinking, like, I'm going to gun it right here.
You know, just like, hey Grace, like,
yeah, no, I told her, I was like,
grab a hold of something.
I was like, I'm going to go. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm going to follow this car. I'm going to go right out. And she's like, don't do that. And I was like, I'm going to go. And she's like, don't do that. And I was like, going. So the car goes. The gate goes up. The car goes. I'm right on his ass. I follow him out, and I see it happening as it's happening. The gate starts coming down, and I'm like, oh, no. So I slam on it. I'm trying to go through. It slams right on top of the car, cracks the window.
No.
Cracks the window all the way down. Right whenever I did it, dude. Right whenever I did it, I was like, oh, shit.
Grace was.
Oh. Well, let me tell you.
Livid.
She wasn't happy, okay? She was so...
Her car. Of course.
Oh, her car. Gosh. She was so mad that I had to pull over and calm her down. I was like, it's okay. We have insurance. We'll get it fixed. She's like, it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
I mean, yeah.
And I was like, well, I didn't know what to
do
in
this
situation.
She's
not wrong. She's not wrong, but... And you have to think, man, the situation I was in... There was a car behind me, too. I couldn't get out.
Oh, my God. That's more embarrassing than the veteran thing.
No, I don't think so, man.
Dude, yes.
They're both bad, though, right?
Oh. So the car behind you saw it.
Yeah, the car behind. Yeah, but like, my idiot thought process was, okay, I know my credentials are not going to open this gate. I've tried 10 times. I'm 0 for 10. Okay?
Do they not have a guy there?
No, they do, but I have to go. There's not someone at the toll. I have to go all the way out and around to the hotel and get it. It's just such of a process.
That's why you need somebody.
I loved
there.
If the guy behind you was like, I'm gonna go through this gate too. Dude, like, his credentials don't work, and he was like, I'm gonna do this.
That would have been so funny.
And then, like, now you have a cracked windshield, and now you're like, the rear end of the car is destroyed.
Yeah, but Grace was not happy about that at all. I mean, I saw it in slow motion. It was almost like the car accident scene where everything's in slow motion and you're just seeing your life flash before your eyes. That's what it was like, because that gate came down, and I was like, oh, fuck. And boom, it just smacked right on the window and cracked all the way down. And I just knew right then, I was like, I just messed up my whole honeymoon.
Dude.
Right in that
moment. So that's why Daytona wasn't as fun.
No, that's not why. She got over
it
that
night.
It was
like Daytona
just sucks.
Daytona
just sucks. But
sorry to our probably like one Daytona listener. Apologize.
No. Yeah, that place sucks, Daytona. I'm sorry.
I don't know why that made me think of the time I almost got hit by a train in Chicago. So have I told you all that? Not as funny of a story, but I did legitimately almost get hit by a train. So, like, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. And
For some reason, I pictured you on foot.
No,
was
in
too,
my
bro,
car.
Me too, bro.
No,
me too.
No.
I thought he was, like
tied up.
On the foot yeah. Was stuck in the tracks.
Yeah, so I was a part of one of those trolley debates where it's, like, pull the lever type of thing. And they pulled the lever, and I said, no. But, so I'm in, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic. And it's one of those, like, it's not called a subway because it's, like, above ground. But, like, one of those, like, passenger, like, just get around the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
One of those tracks, and I'm like, the light turns green, the guy in front of me, they all start going, and I start going, and then they all just slam on their brake, and I am right on the track, and I just look to like my right, and I'm like, oh, okay, there's a train.
This is the moment.
I'm sitting here like, okay, well,
I'm going to die today. So what do I do? And then thankfully the guy in front of me noticed, like, I guess he like heard, you know, like he noticed and he like pulled up and then like just whipped over into like a turning lane and got out of the way. But that was kind of
terrifying. Imagine if that guy noticed, like you can see him looking in the rearview mirror and he sees you and he just puts his car in park.
And he's like, I see him throw it in reverse, just hit me real quick just so I get stuck.
He's like, let's see how this plays out.
You know, you guys remember that movie Hancock?
That's exactly what I was thinking the whole time. Or I was gonna make a Will Smith joke and say Will Smith flies in and picks your car up for you, but I was like, I don't know if that.
No,
would
he
land.
Doesn't do that. He just goes out like
and punches the train.
Yeah, he like punches
or
the train
car or something. What does he punch?
He punches the train.
That's a great movie. Dude. Speaking of Will Smith, I watched his newest movie, that King Richard movie.
What movie?
King Richard.
With Venus and Serena Williams.
It's about Venus and Serena Williams, about their dad. Because you know Venus and Serena Williams, they're from Compton.
Does Venus and Serena not have a movie about them?
No, but their dad's like the reason why they were famous. Because really? He turned down contracts and all kinds of things. And he was like, they're going to be the best in the world. But it's about him. It's called King Richard because it's about him. Might be one of his best movies.
He's a good actor.
Dude, he's my favorite actor. By far.
What's your
favorite
Will Smith movie? Other than
I love The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's the most like in your feels one.
That one makes you cry. I mean,
I don't think 7 Pounds holds the same weight
the second time you watch it.
The first time you watch it, it's really good. The second time it's kind of cheesy.
iRobot, that one's good.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, though, is like, he was 17 years old when he did that. When he did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean,
all the episodes?
Well, when he started.
I know, I'm sorry.
But like, his story is so good. Now, he's getting played hard by Jada. But yeah, I love Will
Smith.
She
make him look foolish, bro.
Foolish, bro. Bad.
She's ugly for that.
Yeah, bad, bro. But I'm a big Will Smith fan. But dude, that King Richard movie, it's I would tell you guys to watch it. It's definitely, in my opinion, it might be a 10 out of 10.
Really?
It's close. I'm going to say 9 out of 10 just because it's almost impossible for me to give anything a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Blow's a 10 out of 10. I love that movie. But
I love Blow. I don't know if I give it a 10 out of 10. That's a
I would say King Richard's up there though. It's really, really, really good.
Hey guys, sorry if you can hear my dog losing her mind in the background, by the way. Don't know if the mic picks it up, but
it
sorry
does.
If it's happening.
Let me go and tell you. It picks it up.
Yeah, well I do a little editing after that kind of takes it out, but sometimes I can't get it all.
Leave
so.
It in, you know? Just leave it in.
I mean, it's a good 20 minutes of barking, so
yeah. Dude,
you would think her voice would get tired.
You would think.
Will Smith wise, I think I'm Legend is. Dope.
I was about to say, yeah,
I
like
Legend
I
might be
that one is like so rewatchable.
Let me look up Will
you can
Smith
keep
movies.
Watching it and it's good.
Yeah, I mean when the speaking of dogs, oh
yeah, that's one that's I mean, what made me think of yeah.
Tony, did you ever watch Pig? By the way,
I did not. I did not watch
it.
Pig.
Is on Hulu, and I'm not gonna watch.
You need
it
to
personally.
Watch it. We talked about it last time. You need to watch it, Tony.
So many things I could do with 2 hours.
Oh, I started watching Squid Games.
Yeah, you
finally.
Mentioned that.
I'm on episode 3. They just did the second game.
How are you watching it? In English or?
Oh, with subtitles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I don't.
That's
dude.
How I watched it.
Am I stupid or am I dumb? Bad Boys?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, come
yeah,
on.
I was just going through Men in Black. Yeah.
Men in Black?
I mean, yeah.
Wild
but that's
West.
A different...
Hitch?
Wild West.
Hitch? Hitch? Come
you're
on.
You're going to put Hitch up there.
Hitch
with...
is good,
put...
dude.
Hold
I loved
on.
Hitch.
You're going to put Hitch up there with iRobot, I Am Legend.
I'm not putting it up there with them.
Okay,
I'm not putting
I'm
it up there with
saying,
you. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a good
no,
movie.
No, yeah, it's a good movie.
For a rom-com,
it's a fun
Will
rom-com.
Smith, it's a great
yeah.
rom-com.
Okay, but I thought you were putting that up there with like
no.
the greats that he
yeah.
has. And I was like,
man,
I,
that is not Pursuit of Happiness. Level.
I mean, Independence Day?
Again, it's like, yeah, for
that
like that genre.
Up
but
that
not
one's up
the...
there. Men in Black's got to be the biggest thing he's ever done, though.
Gotta
be.
I don't know, man.
Gotta be.
Those like those back-to-back ones, Pursuit of Happiness, 7 Pounds, I Am Legend, and there was another one he did that was
so damn good.
I mean, those Ollie. I mean those like really hit.
Oh yeah, Ollie.
Ollie was good.
I don't think I saw that actually.
It's good, but again, Men in Black was like
dude,
they
what's
made,
the one
they made
with
roller coaster rides about it, bro.
Yeah, Men in Black was huge.
It's huge.
It was like
know,
our
like,
generation's Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Men in Black. I've seen them all, you know. But the thing is, like, if you're, it's not an all-time great movie. It's a good movie. Everyone should see it, but it's not like
I don't know if I can agree with you. At
I'm
all
not
on
hanging
that.
My hat. If you're handing me like. 5 Will Smith movies and that one's on like I could pick the best one that one's on it that's probably gonna be one of the last one like
no
not in the way. Last not like the worst
that's top three
no I'm talking you hand me like a 5 movies right you can hand me I Am Legend I Robot 7 Pounds
7 Pounds shouldn't be in the top 5
Pursuit of Happiness I'm not saying these are top 5 And just that one, right?
And Men in Black.
No, dude, like Men in Black. It's just a different genre of movie.
You know, we're talking. We're talking too much right now, Matt.
Men in Black. Men in Black was, I mean, bro.
I agree that it was
that
huge.
Was in every like kids' meal. It was advertised, dude. Men in Black was,
and
like,
you don't agree though, because
I agree
you're saying
that
it's
was
not
huge. I'm saying overall quality of the movie, was it up there with the other ones?
Dude, because it was better.
It was cheesy at times. It's a good movie, but it's a cheesy good movie.
Well, guess what? It's a movie about aliens.
There are better alien movies.
Yeah, but this isn't supposed to be like a serious alien
movie. For like
movie.
A comedic
this is
action.
This is a comedic PG-13.
It's good.
It's great.
Okay.
All right.
Agree to this.
Don't ever talk about Will like that again. You sound real like Jada right now.
He came out with an album.
Yeah, he did come up with
when
the album.
He was younger.
He was a rapper. Him and Jazzy Jeff.
Have you guys heard the entire Fresh Prince like intro song?
Yes, the original one.
Yeah, like the entire thing. It's actually really good.
God, dude, I loved that show. That was my favorite show growing up. Because I remember Nick at Night would come on. It'd be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Full House, and George Lopez.
Oh, dude, he did the one where is a football player that had CTE. What was that one?
I know what you're talking
about.
That
was a recent movie.
Yeah, apparently that one was amazing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I heard that was good, too.
Like, really, really amazing. Dramatic acting.
They don't cast old Willie Smith for
shit. Hey, listen,
shit.
This King Richard movie, it's in his top five.
You know what's crazy with him is he doesn't do, like little cameos in anything.
No.
Like, you never see Will Smith as just, like, some minor
No, role. He only does big things.
No, he is...
He is.
He is. He is why
he's the
guy.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to see a movie with like Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio as the stars, and then Will Smith's here too. Like you're not. No.
Leo's getting just a little role.
Yeah. Like you're going to the movie to see Will Smith and whoever else is in there with him.
Yeah. He's my favorite actor.
But see, I think like Django Unchained.
Yeah. I mean, still, he don't fuck around, bro.
With Leo.
He still had a pretty big role. I mean, he wasn't big in the first half, but the second half, the movie was almost all about him in the second
half.
That's
true. Yeah. That might be his only, like...
I mean, but he was
star
the main,
credits, yeah.
The main bad guy, I guess.
I bet he got paid more than anybody.
Jamie Foxx got paid the most on that one, because Jamie Foxx is the whole movie.
Jamie Foxx is another amazing
actor. I bet Jamie Foxx made not a considerable amount more than...
Yeah.
They didn't pay Leo more and put Jamie Foxx on the cover on the horse.
I don't know, man. Leo ain't no cheap role.
Yeah. But
especially
dude,
if you're
Jamie
Foxx
is a dude.
Jamie's
Ray,
insane, dude. He's insane.
That movie Ray, bro, he was so... He's an amazing... He's really talented, dude. He can sing. He did that shit with Kanye.
He's got good comedy.
Gold Digger.
Yeah.
I'm looking up... speaking of that, I did not know... until like last year that Jamie Foxx isn't Gold Digger. Heard the song 1,000 times and then I read, like, you know when it pops up your phone, like Gold
she
Digger, Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx, and I was like, what?
Yeah, dude.
That blew me away.
That was like right as Ray came out.
I'm trying to find out how much he got paid for.
Would you be offended if I peed myself, Michael?
I would actually not be. I think it'd be a sign of respect. It would be a sign of respect because
like 30
we're
minutes.
Almost done. We're almost done. We only got a couple minutes left.
I know. That's what I'm
like
saying.
We got a little bit of time left.
We got like
minutes left. I can't find out how much he made for it. I know how much the movie made as a total, but I don't know how much it's not telling me how much the actors made for that movie.
Too much money to even put on paper.
I mean, the movie made about $430 million. Speaking of director.
I almost watched it the other day. This
speaking of
movie.
Just like good movies, what's his name? The director of that movie, Quentin Tarantino. I like Quentin Tarantino movies a lot.
Quentin Tarantino's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got this thing where he's making 10 and then he's done. So he's doing like Kill Bill, like another one of those, and he's not counting that because it's like part of a
series.
Volume.
I like
yeah.
the one he did with Leo and Brad Pitt. What's it called?
Once Upon
that's the
a
one
Time
I was
in Hollywood.
I've never even seen that movie, and that's the one I was talking about a second ago.
But, dude, after the Kill Bill volume, whatever, 3, I guess it'll be, he's doing one more movie and then he's done.
Really? Why?
Because from before he started, he was like, I'm making 10 movies.
That's and he's crazy. Just staying to it. Another really good director, M. Night Shyamalan.
I've never seen Kill Bill.
I've never either.
M. Night Shyamalan, he's really good. He
was on Spike
TV
a lot as a kid.
Since Avatar, I can't get with him.
Dude, didn't you watch Avatar like 4 months ago? Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
With all the hate? You were like, yeah, I'm going to go into this movie knowing I'm going to hate it.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to see.
How bad was it? Because I've not seen it.
M. Night Shyamalan.
I watched it, but don't remember.
He cannot be a top director to me because of that movie.
I mean, dude.
Can't.
People, they're going to have bad movies.
The thing when that every movie so came often, out. I mean,
they literally changed people's movie, names.
Dude, when I that came that. Out, it was like
Ong or something
all,
like that.
All it was name. About was like, oh, 10 years. He's been working on this movie for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was supposed, and it made so much money.
Yeah, I mean, because everyone was like, I love that show.
They're like, hey, this guy who's the number one guy, his name's Aang. What should we do with him? Should we, like, you know, make him just spot on? He's like, just change his name to Ung.
Didn't some people, didn't like, wasn't there like a little bit of controversy with it? Because they pretty much only used white actors for a literal Asian.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's like, it's,
I will say,
Asia.
That Asian game is popping right now with actors and actresses.
Hell yeah. Squid Games kicked shit off, and the other movie.
Shang-Chi.
What's the other movie?
I still haven't seen Shang-Chi or The Eternals.
What's the one about the virus?
Parasite.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it. Is it, I mean, worth it?
I haven't seen it. I heard it was really.
I mean, yeah, I heard it was
Parasite
amazing.
Was supposed to be like one of the best movies in our.
What do you think
decade.
About Squid Game so far, Michael?
They just finished the second game, and the second game comes kind of boring. That's the one where.
Which one?
The cookie. Yeah. That was kind of boring to me, but.
Oh, bro. Just wait.
I know. But, like, dude, I'll tell you, man, I knew what was going to happen on Red Light, Green Light. And when it started happening, I was like, oh, like.
It's intense.
True. Okay.
Shelby and I had no idea.
Yeah.
Zero clue.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, cool. They're playing games. And boys. Then that thing turns around. Beep, 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 beep.
You guys have got to watch. I know we're jumping around and we're almost done with this, but you guys have got to watch the new Kevin Hart TV show.
You keep talking about it.
Dude, it's so good.
I just watched Cowboy Bebop. I finished that.
I know, but it is
so good.
I'm
done with it, though.
So, Rose, Kevin Hart has this new show on Netflix called True Story.
I've seen it. I mean, I've not watched it, but I've seen it on Netflix.
Okay, so essentially it is a true story, and it isn't, if that makes sense. It's based off, some of the events that happen are based off real events, but
of
most
him
of,
or
of him.
Okay.
But most of it, 90% of it, has been turned into a different story. So they took a real thing
what
that happened in his
him,
life.
What do they call him, Kid or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they call him Kid. They took a real event that happened in his life, like a real thing that happened, and they completely turned it around into a different kind of story, which did not happen, but it originated from something that did happen.
Yeah.
But, dude, his acting in that, it might be his best acting he's ever done. It's got him and Wesley Snipes in it. Wesley Snipes is his older brother. Dude.
Can I just say something about Kevin Hart? Controversial.
You don't like his comedy.
I told you that yesterday, actually. I don't love Kevin Hart anymore. I'm a little over it.
I don't love his comedy. I love him as an actor, though.
Really?
He is an amazing, amazing
he's
actor.
He lets me down in most things he acts in.
No, bro. He's so good. Watch True Story.
I will say, actually, Jumanji. That was I thought he was very funny in Jumanji.
Since you said this.
Funny in Jumanji, there's another movie on Netflix that is super sad.
I've seen that one, too, but I've not watched it. I know what you're talking about.
Bro.
What is it?
The first 10 minutes. If you're going to watch it, I don't want to spoil it.
Well, just tell me what it's called.
I have no clue.
You'll just look up Kevin Hart on Netflix and see the movie that he
I know which one you're talking about with his kid.
Yeah. Real quick, to circle it back to M. Night Shyamalan, I just want to say something that I find very funny. So that really good movie, I just lost it.
Parasite?
No, with M. Night Shyamalan. The movie,
Signs?
No, the other one. Son of a bitch.
Avatar? I'm just kidding.
I want you to know, I'm looking at the list of his movies. I'm like 15 deep. Yeah. And it doesn't even say Avatar yet.
Speaking of Avatar,
The Sixth Sense,
Netflix
is
coming out with like a live-action Avatar.
I've heard that. You guys want to hear something crazy about M. Night Shyamalan, though? In 1999, he came out with Stuart Little and The Sixth Sense. So he came out with a kid movie and a timeless movie.
Two bangers back to back.
Yeah. But no,
Stuart
I mean,
Little was that jam.
Dude, I mean, just to talk about M. Night Shyamalan and his greatness, I'll give him a bad one because he did have Sixth Sense, The Village, Signs, The Happening, Split, Glass, Unbreakable, The Visit. I've not seen Old.
He's good at like suspense, thriller, not good at action.
I'll say that. Dude, it does not even show.
Except for Stuart Little.
It does not even show when you look at M. Night Shyamalan movies. It does not even show Avatar. That is hilarious.
How do you think the Netflix show will be?
It's got to be good. It's going to have to be good.
The casting on it is fire.
It's going to have to be good.
The casting on it is spot on.
I mean, people are going to cancel. They're gonna be like, nah, we don't want Netflix anymore. I mean, everyone did.
Apparently, Amazon's.
No, they tried to.
A lot of people did last year.
They tried to, and
no,
canceled.
No, I'm
said,
saying
I don't
they
care.
Canceled their subscription. That's what I was saying. I'm not saying we'll cancel quote unquote cancel culture. I mean, like cancel their subscription. People cancel their subscription.
You can do that.
Dude, well, Amazon, like AWS went down yesterday, a place in Virginia, and it shut down over 40 websites, like 40 different companies.
Dude, it messed up my Anchor or our podcast tracking because I was trying to look it up.
Messed everything up. Messed the world up, dude.
Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon, everything.
You said Ring Central.
Chime, like the doorbell, the Ring doorbells.
Yeah.
Everything was
DoorDash.
There. Google.
Do you know where Amazon makes most of their money? Like, this is real. Do you know where they make most of their money?
Like California,
40% of it or something like that. Something crazy
in California.
They make it by hosting websites on their servers. So whenever something like that goes down,
you said California.
Yeah, I mean, high population, bro. Silicon Valley.
No, they didn't make a lot from like the Amazon website. That's what got them their money and everything. But what pays the bills?
He was talking about what services, and you're like California.
California, dude, for sure.
No, it's like their web hosting platform, like how they host their movies and stuff. That's where they make like, I mean, it's like 40% or something like that of their money.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So whenever stuff like that happens.
Dude, it shuts down so much stuff.
Yeah, because they host.
And they couldn't ship anything out of the East Coast, so like people just sat there all day.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
That's tough.
I mean, yeah, because we were trying to play New World. And yeah. That's an Amazon game.
Dude,
and we're in the East.
I hit 60 last night.
My man.
I saw
your achievement. You got an achievement yesterday or the day before. Do you know what it was for?
What?
Putting 400 hours into the game.
God.
Do you know what the achievement is called?
No life.
Just 15 more minutes.
Oh.
It's funny.
I saw that one. I didn't know what it was for.
Yeah, I was trying to get it to load up. You know, it shows you your friend's achievements. I was like, the top of it was like just 15 more minutes.
To be fair, probably 150 of that's been sitting in a queue when it first came out. It was like 4 hours every night.
Alan's got like 800 hours into that game, and I bet it's very similar.
He doesn't close his, right?
That is true. Yeah, he has like, I mean, he has like 100 some hours into Halo, and he's only played for like 12 or something like that. Dude, it's crazy when you think about how much time you put toward a video game.
Oh.
Like, and it's really not even that bad. Like, you know, because you can consider it a hobby. You know, you put 2 hours toward a video game a day, that's a hobby, right?
2 hours? I'm looking at like 7-8 sometimes.
Bro. I mean, but yeah, and like some people do that with their hobbies. Like, yeah. my dad is like,
he builds boats.
He doesn't build boats. I'm sure he could.
Out of wood.
But he does a lot of woodworking and stuff. And so like, you know, he's retired now, but he get off work, he go home, and
I hope he listens to this and he's like, you know what, I do want to start building boats.
2 hours in the show. I mean, I don't think he's listened to the first 24 episodes, but if he tunes into
everything
this one,
he makes it out of rosewood.
Ooh.
Anyway, that was funny. Okay.
I mean, but, dude, that's a gimmick. I mean, that's sellable.
He does sell a lot of stuff. He makes a lot of bowls and like Lazy Susans and a bunch of like he'll do like a bunch of
I feel like we should rename Lazy Susan.
Yeah, I was thinking that right when you're saying it. Like, that was like,
it just sounds like a very antiquated.
Another thing that we should work on is the word wife beaters for a t-shirt.
No,
like,
dude,
that's so aggressive.
Man, listen.
That's
not
the worst
I'm
marketing
saying,
you
I'm
could
not
get
saying,
for a shirt.
I'm not saying that everyone who wears a wife beater beats their wife.
But everyone that wears a wife beater beats their wife.
I mean, but every wife beater wears a wife beater, yeah.
Yeah, everybody that beats their wife wears one.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it. Do you guys t-shirts or wife beaters kind of guys?
Definitely t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Y'all don't look like you go home and punch your wives.
No, she'd hit back.
I mean, she probably hits you first after breaking her car.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
No, but anyway, so like he would spend like 2 hours. He'd get off work and spend like 2 hours in his wood shop making something, right? And then on the weekend, I mean, he'd go hard. He's been like 8-9 hours just out there on a Saturday, like it was nothing. And I mean, like, that's the same thing as video games. And like,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, video games are bad, whatever. But I mean, it's a hobby.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I'm enjoying my time. I made my money today. I'm gonna go enjoy my time now.
Yeah, like that's all it is. It's just you found 2 hours in a day doing something that kind of relieves a little stress in your life.
Yeah,
I'm about to go bomb the final. You think I'm gonna come in here and just not?
You're
do
not
it?
Gonna bomb. You're gonna pass this final.
You're gonna
nail
it. Yeah,
you're gonna kill it.
I love how much faith you are.
No, just speak it into existence, man. You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know what's
video games are good for hand eye coordination as well.
Yeah, that's gonna help in a multiple choice accounting question.
You know what's really great?
It's a test, exam, quiz, what?
You gotta figure out what you're doing before you succeed.
Like, geez, I was like, I couldn't even, I forgot how to speak for a moment. Right,
man, I'm going to nail this bed and breakfast. It's like, no, it's a test, Michael.
You know what's really good for taking finals?
What?
Coffee. Dude. Not specifically coffee, but the sugar cookie coffee. Found exclusively at the Nutty Java in the mall. Use code SCURVY10 and get 10% off your coffee.
I love it.
That's my table read right there.
I love it. He did that without a script, guys. Dude, if I had another cup of coffee today, I think my heart might explode. I think that might happen.
Let's take off.
I had the weirdest day. Speaking of driving, I'm going to say this earlier. I backed into a pallet today. A pallet. You know how big pallets are?
Just like the little square thing?
Yeah.
Of wood?
Yeah.
Was it like a stack of them, or was
it
standing up?
It was a stack
up?
Of them. They weren't behind me. I was backing up and scraped my car on it. Thankfully, it didn't do anything. His pallets are lightweight, but I was sitting there thinking. I was like, I just knocked this guy's pallets over.
Well, at least you didn't break your wife's
windshield.
Did they? I knocked over the top one. Tony, we missed you, brother.
I missed you guys, too. It was really fun doing this. I missed a podcast. It feels weird listening to a podcast that I'm supposed to be part of, but...
Have you been listening to the episodes?
I have listened. And Bennett sounds just like me, oddly enough, on the microphone. He does. Every time I listen to it, I confuse him with me. Just do it. Just cross-examine it one time. But yes,
Tony,
I've
heard
it.
Both of your voices.
I'm telling you.
A lot.
He sounds kind of like me on the microphone, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that. Bennett, I love you. You did a great job. And I love the two of you guys, and I appreciate you guys for welcoming me back with welcome open arms after I got married.
For sure, dude. Your wedding was cool. So do you guys like weddings?
I mean, some.
Do you like weddings? So, I mean, it's a...
Did you like my wedding?
Yeah, your wedding was fun. It was a little nippy at times.
It was.
Your wedding
was
fun.
I felt bad.
No, so me and Matt were kind of...
Inside it was good.
It was good, except for where me and Matt were sitting. We were sitting in, like, the dead spot of the heater.
Oh.
So, like, everyone else was like, God, it's so hot in here. Me and Matt were sitting next to each other. We're like,
Yeah.
Like, Kayla was sitting right to my right. His wife was sitting right to his left. And, like, they were kind of sitting in front of each other, and the heater was knocking both of them. And me and Matt were just like... Yeah.
She was like, God, it's so hot. I'm like, yeah, it's burning up.
I'm dying over here.
No, your wedding was really beautiful. I very much enjoyed your wedding. It was a nice service.
I think I really like going to weddings. I think that's fun. I don't know about being in weddings. Like every wedding I've been in, I really enjoyed it and I had a good time.
Yeah.
But it's so much like, oh, now I'm, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I got to do a bunch of stuff.
It's like, okay, like.
Dude, you had like 24 groomsmen.
I had seven. I had five.
We'll split the difference and say six.
He had more than five.
Can everybody agree on six?
I had four.
Jesse, Chris, Kenny, Jacob, Dre. That's five.
And then
the
forgot,
sixth one.
You forgot me. Jacob and Derek, too.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either, but they were at your wedding. Yeah,
Derek?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
He has,
wrap
he
this motherfucker
a,
up.
Hold on. Gray suit.
I just want to say, I had four groomsmen in my wedding, and I felt like you had like a lot more than I did.
I had two more than you.
So you had six?
Yeah. No, five, and then me. That's
he had
six.
Four.
I had four, and
no,
then
I had
me.
Five, and then me makes six.
Yeah, so I had four, and then I made five.
Okay.
But I felt like there was a lot more dudes standing up there, whatever.
You had six, and you made seven.
I mean...
No!
Dude, we were there.
It was my wedding!
Dude, I mean, how much those suits cost at the end of the day? I mean...
The suits?
Yes,
they
a lot of people...
$180 a piece?
Yeah, yes, a lot of people spend $180 a piece.
I mean, I paid for it all.
You spent a lot of money. Man, look at the fucking money bags over here.
You can't hide it, bro.
I mean, geez.
That if you had it, you couldn't
all.
Hide it.
I didn't pay for it. I'm joking. Okay? I didn't pay for it.
Well, backtrack now, money bags.
No, I didn't pay for it all. I'm kidding.
Hey, guys.
So, Tony, what's your address in case one of our
for
listeners...
For tax purposes alone, I did not pay for all of those suits. Okay?
Anyway, real quick, we will wrap up. Matt had an awesome wedding all over in the Dominican. That was a lot of fun. Drank a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Legal stuff. And threw up a lot also, but it's okay. So I didn't throw up from drinking. I threw up from fishing. Anyway. after a night of drinking. Anyway, guys, we will catch you next week. Thank you for catching this week's episode of Three Guys in Ties. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Three Guys in Ties, Instagram at Three Guys in Ties. And I said our email last week, so I'm going to say it right this week. Email us your suggestions, anything you want us to hear us talk about. At Three Guys in Ties podcast at gmail.com. And
love you.
We love y'all.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Bye.